There will be an opportunity to view homes, studios, and art collections of several North Shore artists as part of a Grand Marais Art Colony fundraiser. Joining us this morning are board member Marcia Hyatt and director Amy Demmer. Welcome, Marcia and Amy.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. You're calling this event the Tour to Art, The Legacy. Tell us more about the idea behind this tour.
Well, this is our second year. Last year, we did a home tour. It's to look at collections of art as a fundraiser and also a service to the community, because it's really fun to get behind the doors and see what people have, what kind of art, how they collect. Well, this year, we're calling it The Legacy because we have two stories with this tour. One story is the history of the Art Colony, and we have the co-founders represented and people that were instrumental in making the Art Colony happen, the oldest art colony in the state. And the second part, though, is how do artists live and what art do they collect and how do you do an artist's lifestyle? And how does the artist's house reflect their art? And so we have those two different stories happening in this year's tour.
And who are some of those artists that the homes will be available to tour?
Yeah, we have five homes on this tour. And in addition, it's like Marcia said, it's not only their homes, it's their collections. And almost four of the five is also studios of the artists as well. So that's an interesting kind of piece that speaks to those stories that Marcia was talking about. So the first home is our founder, Bernie Quick, was his cabin. And it has been redone by his son, Dan and Linda Quick. It has a phenomenal art collection, both of Bernie's work, his contemporary, as well as antiquities art. There's some really interesting pieces in that house. The second house we're visiting is our other co-founder, Byron Bradley, and his wife, Emma. And he has two places on his property. One is a hand-hewn cabin he built right along the shore. And then up top, he built an octagon-shaped house that includes his studio as well.
Well, the cool thing about the cabin, which was the first place he built, again, some fabulous art that he made as well as collected. It's got is it the only fresco on the North Shore? If you don't know what a fresco is, come see this.
An entire frescoed wall.
Yeah, it's great.
The third is our Hazel Belvo, who is a longtime instructor of the Art Colony and mentor. She's currently on the board, but she's been teaching for over 30 years at the Art Colony. So a great impact, a lasting legacy for
sure. One of the most popular and impactful teachers the Art Colony has had for years.
And then we've got our first director. The Art Colony became a nonprofit in the 80s when Bernie Quick passed away. And so Sharon Frickman was the first director and organized the paperwork to make it a 501c3 nonprofit. So we're going to see her and her husband, Steve, their house. And they have recently built a very large studio building as well. And so we're going to see their studio.
And she's known around town. She's a fabulous painter. And she will have a retrospective of her work showing. But she's known around town for her glass work. So if you've been to the clinic or the Angry Trout, you've seen her phenomenal stained glass.
And the final house on the tour is Liz Sievertson, who's also been a student and instructor, and of course, longtime influential artist in this community. She also has two buildings. One is her home and one is her studio.
And what's cool about Liz's house is it looks like her paintings. So if you've seen a Liz Sievertson painting, which are amazingly wonderful, her house is a version of that. So it's just
delightful.
It's whimsical.
It's colorful.
Yeah. It's Liz.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And there's going to be a reception at the Art Colony as well?
That's right. The tour culminates in an exclusive opening reception at the Art Colony for our legacy exhibit. So we're going to have artwork on display by the homeowners as well as select students that they have chosen, that they feel a connection to. So it's going to be a great exhibit. Of course, there's at the reception wine and appetizers and stuff like that too. So it's a fun time.
And then the exhibit will stay up and be open to the public after that. So October 5th through the 26th, I think it'll be a beautiful exhibit and pieces of art for sale as well.
Mm-hmm. So who might be interested in attending this tour and reception? And how do they get involved with it?
Who wouldn't be interested?
Who might be? Yeah, well, if you like art, if you're curious about people, if you're curious about how this robust art colony came to be and who are those characters behind it, you hear stories all the time about Bernie Quick. When I first got my hair cut here in the 20 years ago, I heard stories about, I took a class from Bernie Quick. And there's a strong roots in the community. But also, it's just curious to see how they're very different houses, very different lifestyle choices that these five artists have made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of my favorite things when we were pre-visiting the homes and selecting the homes was when we talked with Sharon and Steve Frickman, and they talked about the artist's life and how their home and their collection has unfolded like creativity. It kind of blossoms and changes over time. And I think that's another thing that, you know, people, if you really are curious about what the inside of the artist's life looks like, that perspective, it's really engaging to see.
And then it just might be snoopy to see how people live, you know. And I'm like that. I like to go to open houses, so there's also that. So and it's a really lovely opportunity to get to know the Art Colony a little bit, which is a vital part of our community.
Mm-hmm. So how do people get involved? How, if they want to join the tour and check out the reception at the Art Colony, are tickets required?
Yes, tickets are required, and they are limited. We have limited tickets, so please call as soon as possible if you'd like a spot on the bus.
The tickets are $125 a piece, mm-hmm. And as Amy said, please reserve, because we have to get a seat on the bus, as it were, for you. So we need to hear from you, and it's we'd like to hear from you, you know, a little bit sooner than later, so we can get the buses lined up.
We've been speaking with board member Marcia Hyatt and director Amy Demmer of the Grand Marais Art Colony about their Tour de Art, the Legacy fundraiser on October 4th. More information is available at 218-387-2737. Marcia and Amy, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just about that date, Saturday, October 4th. It is a day-long event, so it'll start around noon and go through the, you know, kind of early evening.
Fantastic.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to your event. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks.